Good morning. How are you? Now we're down in numbers this morning. Do you notice? Do you wonder why? Because people don't want to set up for Christmas afterwards. I know exactly why. It always happens. Oh yeah, it's Christmas. Let's not go there. We'll have to do work. Anyway, today though, the gospel shows us an altogether different attitude. The gospel and all the readings show us that Jesus, when he was born, what he says according to the author of the Hebrews is he says it twice. Behold, O God, I quit. I'm telling you, I'm done being pastor. Behold, O God, I come to do your will. That's what God proclaimed in the person of Jesus, who is God. And Mary does the same thing. So we're focused on this week as we prepare for Christmas to be the same type of people. That we cry out, behold, I come to do your will. I come to do your will. So there's three things. I've talked about doing God's will many times in the years I've been here. But I want to talk about how we do that. The practical how-tos of how to do the will of God. The first thing we got to do is we need to repent. You know, again, those of you who have come to confession to me, if I go through the questions and I get to someone and I say, have you been proud? And they say no. I go, oh yes, you have been proud. That is your core sin. And people look at me like, oh, I don't really think so, Father. I promise you it is. It's the core sin that we do everything. It's doing things your way instead of God's way. And again, that's that pride inside of us is what makes sure we put ourselves first. We do things the way we think it should be done. We all have pride. If you don't think you have pride, I promise you, you're wrong. I have the most pride of anyone here, correct? You think it, and it's true. But the reality is that's the first thing we need to repent of, doing it my way. Because when we do it my way, it's always about me. Isn't it amazing that Mary, after she said, let it be done to me according to your word, that very moment, the God of the universe took up residence inside of her. Jesus Christ was in her. And when we focus on that, if anyone in the world, anybody, from all beginning of time to the end of time, if anyone had the right to say, you know, I got to take care of me first. Because I have Jesus inside of me. And if I don't take myself first, and I don't take care of myself, then Jesus will not be able to be born. The world will not be able to be saved, you know? So I got to take care of me first. That would have been pride. But of course, Our Lady wasn't like that at all. We hear in the gospel, right immediately after she was told to be Mother of God, immediately after Christ took up residence in her womb, she did what? Immediately she made haste to take care of somebody else who is pregnant. That's what we have to repent of. When we're always making sure my thoughts, my wills, my needs are being taken care of first. And then if there's anything left over, then I'll take care of somebody else. But I got to put me first. That isn't Christ's way. And that wasn't Our Lady's way, and that cannot be our way, even though I live that way a lot, and so do one or two of you. But the reality is, the first thing when Jesus came and started preaching was repent. And so I got to repent of when I haven't desired God's will, but I've asked God to bless my will. First thing. The second thing that you and I have to do after repent of doing it our way is we got to desire his will more than we desire our next breath. Huh? So what does that mean? That means that I got to look at God every day when I say the Our Father, when I say at this Mass, and I say thy will be done. I got to mean what I say. So every day I got to say, God, I exist today to do your will. And that I desire your will more than I desire my will, more than I desire my next breath, more than I desire anything else. So we got to give God permission to do his will in our life. Now again, often when we do that, a cross comes with it, is it not? When Jesus said, thy will be done to the Father, he went to the cross. And the cross means I got to put other people in front of me. That's the cross. It's not so much I'm suffering, but when he said yes to the will of the Father, he went to the cross for us. So again, when we focus on Christmas this week, all of Christmas is about others. All of Christmas is about giving. All of Christmas is to be other-centered. And so I got to make sure, is this the way, is that a desire I want to live in my life? Do I desire that all people, I'm putting them in front of me instead of I have to take care of me first? So again, this is part of the will of God, is making sure that when I surrender to it, that it becomes other-centered in my life. And that's a hard thing for me and for one or two of you here. So the first thing we got to do is repent for all the times we want to do it our way. And the second thing we need to do is desire His will more than anything and tell Him that. So when I say today at the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done," I mean that with all my heart. I will sit there and deny myself for love of you and love of others, Almighty God. I mean, "Thy will be done." I will do whatever you ask me to do. And I will seek that out more than anything else. Then the third thing that you and I got to do is we got to believe that His will is the most important reality that you and I can live. Because when Mary said, she went out and took care of Elizabeth, the first thing Elizabeth said to her was, "Blessed are you who believed." I am quitting right after Christmas, so this will be my last thing. Anyway, "Blessed are you who believed that the word of God would be fulfilled in you." That when we believe in God's will, then we're going to start living that. Because God's will wants to bring salvation to the world. God's will wants to bring salvation to your family. God's will wants to bring salvation to you. So we never have to be afraid of God's will. Because something good is going to come out of it. So let's go back to the suffering part. Let's say you're in the midst of suffering. You're on the cross. Well, you can waste that suffering, or you can what? Offer it up for somebody else. So then your suffering becomes like Christ's suffering on the cross, and your suffering then becomes redemption to another human being. That everything that happens in our life, when you and I say yes to it and we say, "Your will be done for this other person," when you and I, when we're always more concerned about others than we are about ourselves, which is Christianity, then we bring salvation to the world. Then we are truly blessed because we believe that God's going to take care of me. I believe it, so I can surrender to His will. Sometimes we're so afraid of God because we don't believe He loves us. That if I say yes to His will, that it's not going to be for my good. It's going to be for my bad. Think about what that says of God in my life. When I'm afraid to say yes to His will because I think He's going to really get me if I do that. When you and I say yes to His will, it'll always be for our good and the good of others. Always. Maybe not immediately, but ultimately it will be for someone, God's greater honor and glory. So today the call of the gospel is to live God's will. To do that, we need to repent of doing it our way. We need to start saying, "I want your will," and live it. And we need to believe. That God's will is better than mine. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Matron knows love today and forever. Amen. You got it?